do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Well, Ontario's numbers are trending again. You know, you don't necessarily need the updates every single day in trending, but this is one of those days where you kind of do. We had a record spike in new cases of COVID-19 after health officials confirmed 1,042 new cases in the province yesterday, and it comes after we saw 978 infections on Saturday. So that's the fifth day of the last 6 days that we've seen more than 800 new cases, and the majority of these cases are still found in Ontario's four hotspots. That's Toronto, Peel, York, and Ottawa. They're all currently in a modified state. We've been in a modified stage two since October 10th. So the hope that some have is that with that just being over 2 weeks ago, just over 2 weeks ago, if those measures were enough, we could see potentially the numbers in the province start to drop as a result of moving us into the modified stage two. Now, I will say that has not really happened to the same extent that you want it to in Quebec. And they went into a much stricter lockdown in some of their, you know, the red zones than we have. So we'll just have to watch and see what happens. So we also really want to keep an eye on when it comes to severe cases or hospitalization rates in ICUs. So you've got 278 COVID patients in hospital, and 79 of those are in the ICU. The ICU is the one to watch. 150 is the number of people in ICU when our healthcare resources become really tight. So we're at just under 80 right now. So that's the one that everyone wants to keep an eye on. And yesterday, the government said that they're willing to take, quote, swift action to try and further reduce these numbers. What exactly that swift action may be, we don't know. It could be things like rolling out this modified stage two to further areas, like Halton region. That's kind of on the table right now. So that's like Burlington, Oakville, Milton area. And I know that some of their officials there, their government officials don't want that. They're reluctant to enter into this stage two. So we'll see what happens over the next few days and if there are any other major announcements that come this week from the province.
I question you with this. Well, I'm going to ask you this. What would you do, Caitlin?
Don't ask me that.
You talked about going to the mall yesterday.
Yeah, that's something I might change.
The discrepancy. I know. I think the discrepancies have to be clarified. You know, going to a mall and people are very close to one another, and yet you can't do something else like a restaurant. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I went to Yorkdale Mall yesterday, and it is still open. And you know, the place I was going to has an external entrance, so I thought I don't even need to go inside. I can just use the door and go right into this store specifically. No, I had to go inside through the actual mall because the exterior door was closed, which first thing I was like, that doesn't make a ton of sense right now. So you go inside the mall, and inside of it, it was packed. It's absolutely packed. I mean, there must have been thousands of people there. They're indoors. And look, everybody was wearing a mask that I saw. So that part of it was great. And I don't have any inside info on how many cases could be linked to malls. But optically, it looks weird to have thousands of people gathered in the same spot indoors. And then inside the store, at least the store that I was in, was very, very busy. And most people I'd seen since the pandemic started, that's for sure. And they're indoors. So I wonder about that compared to things like small restaurants. Compared to, you know, people in small groups and private residences. The two things standing up side by side kind of makes your brain pretzel. So,
That's what I think they have to kind of look at instead of doing these huge sweeping things. I think they have to look at more specifics again.
The little details.
Yep,
now,
yep.
Borat 2 was released on Friday, and I think that I can safely say that a huge percentage of people were watching this over the weekend, streaming it at home as you do now. And so, Jamar, you had talked about this. We were discussing the show or the movie earlier in the show, and that infamous now scene with Rudy Giuliani, where he's kind of caught with his pants undone, lying down on a bed with the actress in the film who plays Borat's teenage daughter. And you were wondering how this happened. Like, how did they manage to do this?
How, Sway? How? I don't know. Yeah.
So Sacha Baron Cohen, who plays Borat, sat down with the actress who plays his daughter in the film in Good Morning America and gave some inside information. He talked about Rudy Giuliani's denial that he did anything wrong and kind of how the setup went.
We built a hideaway that I was hiding in during the entire scene. So I was monitoring it by text, but, you know, it's my responsibility as a producer as well to ensure that the lead actor is looked after. That if the president's lawyer found what he did there appropriate behavior, then heaven knows what he's done with other female journalists in hotel rooms. And I just urge everyone to watch the movie. It is what it is. He did what he did. And make your own mind up. It was pretty clear to us.
I mean, that was it. That's very well said. If you believe that a politician should be able to go into a hotel bedroom with a journalist, lay on his back, rub her leg, ask for her phone number and her address, and then put his hand in his pants to take out his shirt, as he said. then that's your guy. That's not my guy.
It's not Sacha Baron Cohen's guy, but it's interesting to know that he was literally hiding in the wall.
Great.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Oh, man.
Here's what I love about all you guys watching this movie, I'm going to do eventually. You all had to press pause and walk away from it a little bit, or just pace back and forth because you could not believe what you saw.
The OMGs were not lacking.
Yeah, I know. All right.